place tonight. Make a little bit louder noise than that. I know you will.
Down.
Let's have some fun. Oh, wait a minute, not that much. Watch for changing it. Light the way, defeat the dark. This is the church. This is the church on fire. Somebody say hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise and find somebody and hug them on the neck. Why don't you just give them a hug around the neck right now? Find somebody and tell them you love them and care a lot about them. Say, I love you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You want to go fix it? Say praise the Lord. Just shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Especially if you're glad to be here tonight, if you're glad to be in the house of the Lord. A good God, isn't he? All the time good. Well, Crystal, come on, let's try this. Let's do it. Somebody say, calling Jesus. Can I talk to you? Somebody say, Jesus. Can I talk to you? Y'all feel like having a little bit of fun just once before we go on? Is that all right? Thank you. calling Jesus, come on.
Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you?
Let's do that, calling Jesus one more time.
Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Jesus, well, Jesus, Jesus.
Send your fire,
Holy Spirit, come and send your fire,
Holy Spirit,
come and send your
fire, Holy Spirit, come and send your fire,
Holy Spirit, come and send your fire, Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. Falling down on me. Well, the Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. Well, the Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Hallelujah. Why don't you give God a shout of praise right where you are? Thank you, Chris. You want to help us over here? Give God a, you can do better than that. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Somebody say praise God. Give God a praise, somebody in this house tonight. You could give us some light. Hallelujah. After 3 years, praise God. Glory to God. Give Him praise. Well, why don't you get your Bibles out? Praise the Lord. God is a good God sometime, isn't He? And you can go right. To 2 Peter chapter 1. When you got it, say, I got it. If you don't have it, say, I wish they had it. Look, point to somebody and say, He's going to be talking to you tonight. I'm just saying, I was praying for you all week long, and I hope He just tells you. Oh, praise God. And the air is still on in this place, right? What do y'all got it set on, 98? Huh? Yeah. Huh? One day I'm going to wear some Speedos to church, amen. Then you'll learn to keep the air down. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a good God, isn't He? Oh, glad. All right. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Let's go there. Praise God. Somebody say praise. Caitlin's got the anointing of the Holy Ghost now. Amen. She's going to go back to kids' church. Who's going to do this? Well, praise God. Somebody say, we love you, Ashley. Hallelujah. Everybody throw her 50 on the way out. Amen. No. Yeah, but I got a piece of candy if they behave themselves. I stole this from Belle's house. Here, Caitlin, but you can only have it when she tells you, oh, she got on some pants. Now, you can tell this is Sandra's granddaughter. Come here, baby. Stand up on this chair. Look at these. Stand up. You can stand on top of the chair. You look so cute. All right. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Somebody say praise God. Then y'all act like you're real happy while I take off this tie. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. It's not hot in here to anybody tonight? Yeah, my. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Look at somebody and say, thank God I'm called to glory and virtue. That's where God's trying to get you. That's where the Lord's trying to take you. All right. Then it says, whereby are given unto us
exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. How many want to be partakers of the divine nature of God? Okay. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Well, we said this morning, you know, the world's doomed. You know, the world's days are numbered. Everybody out there that doesn't have Jesus is a loser. They just haven't found out yet. They're running a race that they can't win unless they have it through Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you follow the lust of your flesh and just lust, period, amen, you're going to reap corruption and death. Hallelujah. That's why it's okay, and we should always try to walk after the Spirit of God. Amen. Have our spirit, you know, have our spirit in sync with God's word. Amen. That we would be able to walk in the Spirit, not after the flesh. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Somebody say, add to your faith. See, this is talking to people that have faith. It's already thinking, you know, he's already taking for granted that you have some kind of faith. How many got faith? Amen. All right. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to the brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they have got to be. You don't have to know it. See, we think just if we know it a little bit, it'll work for us. But it has got to be in you. There are certain doctrinal, certain teachings that you've got to have on the inside of you. And not only does it have to be in you, amen, but it must be in you in abundance that you might abound in it. Not many things, you know, there are a lot of things in the Bible that we have to have. There are a lot of scriptural truths that we need to know. We got to have faith. But many people fail in life and fail in their Christian walk and fall time and time again because of this very reason that they don't have these things in them. And some of them that got it in them, they're not in them in abundance to where it's abounding. Somebody say praise the Lord in this place tonight. They make you that, listen, and abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But listen, period, point blank. It'll fix it so you're not barren or unfruitful. Now, we have experienced fruitfulness, but we have also experienced unfruitfulness. Amen. How many have been there? You're not going to be set free. Listen, you got to know exactly where you are. You know, God's not going to help anybody that doesn't know where they are. If you think you got it all together, amen, he's not going to come to your way. But there are a lot of areas in our life, there's a lot of areas in our ministry that appear to be very unfruitful. And this is the season where God wants us to bear much fruit. Somebody say, this is the time of fruit. Well, if we're not bearing much fruit, and if we seem to be barren in so many areas, it's because these things that we're going to be talking tonight, guess what? They are not in us. We got a lot of stuff in us, and thank God for what we have in us. But these truths that we're going to be talking about tonight, they are not in us, because if they were in us in abundance, we would be fruitful and never bearing, and we would never fail in anything that we put our hand to do. Somebody say praise God. You know, people want to get the word of God. You know, they want to read it for a hobby. Listen, I want to read it for correction. There was one book in the Bible that said, listen, that person that reads the word of God and they study the Bible and they don't apply it to themselves, don't do what the word tells them to do, it's like somebody looking at a mirror and forgetting what they look like. You better read the word of God and find every little issue that's wrong with yourself and apply it to yourself. That's when it starts to work. So I say, praise God. Find something that works for you. Amen. Thank God. You can be truthful and say, hey, look, I'm not doing all that I could be doing. I'm not having the fruit that God desires me to have. Amen. But there's a solution and there's an answer in the word of God. Hallelujah. This is nice, but this isn't the best that it could be. It could be much better. Hallelujah. And I'm ready to have some of that better stuff. Amen. I'm ready to see fruit in Nations Church. Amen. Fruit that may abound. We had that prophecy and I saw a vision of Nations Church, and it was this big tree with lots of fruit all over it. I believe that means that we're going to get this teaching on the inside of us and walk in it and have it in us in abundance. I tell you what, growth is about what you got on the inside. Growth comes about what you have on the inside, not about a bunch of programs and all these other things. But growth comes from things that people have on the inside. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And once we get these things in our spirit and keep them in our spirit, we're going to abound. Amen. We're going to increase and we'll never be barren in anything that God wants us to do. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Because I believe that all of these things are seeds. I believe these things that we're going to be talking about are nothing but seeds that God plants in our life. And if you plant these seeds deep within the soil of your heart, it'll come up fruit. How many of you want to go gardening today? How many of you want to plant some seeds? I promise you, plant these seeds, you'll be eating for good. You'll be eating well. All right. So it says, listen. But he that lacketh these things is blind. Somebody say blind. And cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his sins. Now, let me tell you what. If you're not as fruitful as you want to be, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's because these things are not in us in abundance. That's the truth. That's what the Bible says. Right? And if these things are not in us in abundance, I don't care who you are, how many scriptures you know. Amen. I'm talking to me too. I'm not just telling you, hey, we're in this thing together. Praise the Lord. That means that, listen, if we're lacking in these areas, it's because we're blind and we can't see far down the road. You got to see fruit down the road to walk in this stuff. It says you're blind and you can't see afar off. You got to be able to look beyond where you are now, amen, to where God wants you to be. You're going to be able to see your seeds that you plant as the fruit that you'll live off of in the future. Somebody say amen. And have forgotten that he was purged from his sins. And it says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Somebody say, be diligent about it. Don't even try to do this unless you're going to do it with diligence. We're going to be talking about several things. Don't even try to get into it unless you're going to do it diligently. Somebody say, you can't do it slack, can't do it half-heartedly. I mean, you got to be diligent about this. You got to put everything. Stop trying to grow so fast, amen, and start to plant seeds of growth. Let's do it the biblical way. We can think of many different ways. We want our church to grow. We want our ministry to grow. We want to prosper in our lives. How many want to prosper? We want to be able to win souls, all of us as individuals, and do everything that God wants us to do. I tell you what, if you just plant these things in your heart, those things will naturally come. Hallelujah. It says, listen, make diligent to make your calling and election sure. Now we said, listen, we've been called to glory and what? And virtue. If you want to experience glory and virtue in your life, you have to work this thing that we're going to be talking about tonight with diligence. Amen. And this is how you make that sure. Amen. For if you do these things, somebody say if. If God feels like it, did it say that? If chances go your way? If you're one of the chosen few, it said, if you what? If you pray about it? If you sit under another seminar about it? If you do what? If you do. Somebody say, if you do it. It's that easy. If you do it. See, we want to find out. I want to be fruitful. And man, I want God to show me how to produce fruit by his word. Amen. So that I'm not out there doing a bunch of stuff just wasting my time. I tell you what, if we can get signs and walk up and down the street, it won't avail anything. Amen. We can get 62 radio announcements. Amen. They'll come in here. Amen. If we don't have these things on the inside of us, you'll have 700 people. You'll be back down to 50. Amen. You'll be back down to 50. Up, say, up you go, down you go. Sometimes it sounds like another one bites the dust, and another one's gone, and another one's gone. Another one bites the dust. That's the way it is sometimes when we don't have these things on the inside of us. But we can plan for growth. Amen? If we kept every heart and every soul that God put in contact with us, we'd be about 1,000 strong now. For if you do these things, you shall... What? What word is that? What is that word? Is that something that we can put our faith in? Everybody say, never. Never, never means what? What does never mean? Never, ever fall. Somebody say dizzy. Dizzy people fall. But if you do these things, you won't be dizzy in your faith. Amen. And we won't be falling all the time. Every time we reach out to do something, fall. Somebody say praise God. I don't want to fall anymore, do you? How would you guys like to get the vision of God and start to walk toward the vision of God and never fall as you're walking toward that vision? So say, never fall or fail. That word fall also means or fail. How many never want to fail in what God tells you to do? I just want to break these things down and get it on the inside of you. Is that all right? Diligence. Everybody say diligence. If you don't have the element of diligence within your heart, guess what? You won't be fruitful. You won't be fruitful in anything that God has for you. You won't be fruitful in your ministry. You won't be fruitful in your family. Somebody say diligence. You've got to have diligence. Everybody say it's a must. That's the problem with many, in many areas that we go to. If saints would learn the diligence of God and get busy about what God wants us to do, amen, and be diligent about it, amen. Somebody say, get busy. Amen. You got to pray, and you got to continue to pray, and you got to read the word concerning diligence. You know, you don't have to have it in the flesh. You can pray for it, and God will bring it about in your spirit. God will develop in you diligence if you want it. If you know you need it, you say, God, give me the spirit of diligence, and he'll give you the ability to run a race with endurance. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Now, I tell you what, that word diligence, someone's going to say, oh, that's a diligent person. How many think you know what diligence means? There are fruits and evidences of someone that is diligent in what God tells them to do. Now, when you break this word down, diligence, it means carefulness, eagerness. Somebody say eagerness. If you're not excited and eager about the things of God, about your ministry, about what God tells you to do, amen, if you're not eager and excited about it, you don't have diligence. I mean, you just can't wait to get at it. Somebody say praise God. If we breed and we start to preach the word about diligence, amen, people can't wait to get to church. People can't wait to minister. People can't wait to pray for the sick, amen. People can't wait to serve in the coffee bar. People can't wait to get to the children's church room. People can't wait to serve. Somebody say diligence. A church that has diligent people and will never fall. Many, I've seen people, churches, and ministries stumble just because of a lack of diligence. We did it, but wasn't nobody excited about doing nothing. And it just makes you love coming to church, doesn't it? You've seen me some of my days, amen? Amen. Diligence doesn't mean you just keep on doing it. It's how you keep on doing it, amen? Somebody say praise God. You've got to work diligence in your spirit. You've got to work that in you, glory to God. You've got to water your spirit, water your heart, water your mind, and rebuke the devil every time he comes against you to attack your diligence. Because if he comes against your diligence and your eager attitude, amen, your excitement and your joy about it, guess what? You're headed for a fall. So I say, praise God. Yeah, how many of you notice that you get excited about stuff? I've been excited about stuff and just, wow, hallelujah, wow, I'm so excited about it. And you can go forever. But then the devil comes, and you lose that joy, and you lose that excitement about what God wants you to do. You are headed for a fall. Hallelujah. It also means busy and business. And it means with haste and speed. I like that, don't you? We talked about, there was a teaching I wish we had taped that we taught in the Bible school last year. And it was about inspiration evidences of inspiration. And we figured out that one of the evidences of inspiration is people are motivated. And they're quick to get about what God wants them to do. Amen. They're not slow about it. When God tells you to do something, you're always slow about what God tells you to be. You are not diligent. Amen. You are headed for a fall. Somebody say, help me, Jesus. I'm teaching the word. One of the things that you must have is diligence. And of course you need with diligence, faith. If you don't have supernatural faith, you're going to fall. Hallelujah. And you're not going to have faith unless you know what God wants to do in your life, what God wants to do in your ministry. And you got to say, yes, Lord, to whatever you want me to do, I'm going to trust you and be excited and diligent about it. Somebody say diligence and faith. There's one other thing that they want, that God wants us to add, that we would never fall in ministry. You catching these things? And we need to learn. See, one of these things might pop in your spirit. We might need to assign jobs to people and ministries to people. And one, somebody say the diligence person. One person just says, listen, I'm the keeper of diligence. You might not think I'm important, but I'm going to make sure that people are diligent about what God told them to do. Amen? Excited and eager about it. I'm going to be, you know what helps our diligence? Exhorters and encouragers. When you get people that encourage people and exhort people, you see a face shine up and they got that smile on their face, all of a sudden you get a boost to your diligence. I believe it's the encouragers that sow seeds of diligence in the hearts of people. Amen. And if you keep sowing that encouragement, you keep sowing that encouragement, you can make it. Don't worry about it. Times get bad, you'll get over it. Amen. You'll plant something in their heart they couldn't wait to get there the next week to do what God told them to do. Write it down and say, I'm going to be a sower that would breed diligence. And you can tell what kind of seed you're sowing when people get finished talking to you. Are they running back to get to their ministry? They're like, man, I don't even want to get up there anymore. I don't want to play another note on that keyboard. Amen. I don't ever want to touch that mic again. I don't want to see another child. It was like that day Kathy and Belle were cleaning the bathroom and they'd done such a good job. They worked so hard. Look at this one laughing. And all of a sudden I go, y'all forgot to fold the toilet paper. And they just couldn't wait to go back there to the bathroom. Amen. If they had a toilet brush, I'm sure they would have ministered to me. Amen. Huh? We have to make sure that we do not cause people to fall. And when you work against diligence, you're working against the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Some say, I'm going to help and make them swift. Now, you know a lot about faith, so we don't need to go into faith. But faith has a work. You can tell faith by the things people say. You can tell a person of faith by the things they say. I like people of faith. When you got people of faith in your midst that verbalize faith and not fear, amen, you'll never fail. Faith never fails, you know. No matter how big the vision is, no matter how strong it is, no matter how even rough things get sometimes, people of faith say, we can do it in Jesus' name. God said it, and I believe it. We're going to keep doing it. So say, close your eyes and walk. Faith, diligent faith, people never fail. Somebody say, praise God. And when you get people in there that talk doubt, unbelief, and fear, somebody say, root them out. Because they will plant seeds to cause the people, amen, to fall. You'll get up again, but I'm tired of falling down and getting up, falling down and getting up. Amen. How many of your knees, how many of you tired of having scuffed up knees? Yes. Yeah, somebody said, I want to go to heaven with a white robe, not all ripped up and torn from always falling all the time. Amen. I want to leap and stay up there. Amen. But if I plant diligent, faith-filled people, people that believe God, even that, listen, faith believes God even though it doesn't see anything at the time. It says, listen, I believe we can do it because who God is. Even though you might be completely messed up and screwed up in your head, even though it seems absolutely impossible, I believe that God can do anything and will do anything. And I'm going to tell you, he will. Somebody say, praise God. Faith and diligence. These things, if you have a calling, glory to God. This is ministering to some people tonight because some people are finding out, I'm called to do something. I have a ministry and I've got a calling. And I'm telling you right now, I've got a calling on my life. And I could have been a long way down the road. And so can you. And I'm trying to save you some hang-ups and some fallings, amen, and some time on it, amen, in your ministry. If you look out for these things, somebody say, run from fear. I'm not talking about be afraid of fear. I'm talking about get away from it. When people talk fear, unbelief, and doubt, ignore them. Ignore them. Somebody say, now you got to just listen to me. No, you don't. They'll make you lose every time. You hear God and go for it. Amen. Amen. Find people that got the faith that you've got. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say, we can do it. In Jesus' name. Say, because of Jesus. I tell you what, it's better, if it's hard for you to say, we can do it, start this way, say, God can do it. That's where our faith's got to be. All things are possible. God can do it and will do it as long as we trust and rely on Him. Somebody say, amen. Amen. That's where your faith has got to be based. I'm trying to get there. Now, everybody say, virtue. Say it one more time, virtue. Another thing that we need to add to us, that our calling, what we're called to do, we may be called to minister the word of faith to the woodlands. We may be called to heal a lot of people. You may have your individual calling. But if you don't have virtue in your life, you're not going to have a ministry. Notice it was virtue that flowed out of Jesus and healed the woman with the issue of blood. It was virtue. Somebody say virtue. So you need to store up in virtue. There are a lot of people that got a lot of faith. Amen. They've got a lot of diligence. They're always eager to do stuff, but there's no virtue within them. Now, virtue, this is really weird. Somebody say excellence. When I broke down the word excellence, virtue, it came to manliness, valor, excellence, or praise. Isn't that confusing? Write that down. Manliness, valor, excellence, or praise. I think it's virtue that's really the anointing of God and the power of God on our life. Virtue is a gift from the Holy Ghost, and it will only come as you spend time in His presence. Amen. You just do things a whole lot better. We had a word, you know, when we used to clean and do different things, and Judith did it. You know, I would notice that Judith cleaned. There was another lady that used to clean. What was that lady that put her tooth on the doorknob? Donna Isaac. Amen. And but she ministered, amen. She would clean, amen. But she added virtue, and different people add virtue to what they do. What do you mean add virtue to it? Somebody say virtue. This is how you add virtue to what you do. She cleaned, but she sang as she cleaned. She worshiped as she cleaned, amen. When we do all things as unto the Lord, we're doing it with virtue. Somebody say virtue. You realize that you're not doing it by yourself, but you want to work as the anointing is flowing. Amen. Somebody say virtue. You do it with the right spirit. Somebody say glory to God. You've kept yourself in the presence of God and in the anointing of God. So when you go out there, you're not just going by yourself. You're not just in the flesh, but there's a virtue about it. Somebody say praise the Lord. So you can do it with dignity and respect. Amen. Something special is on it. It'll make you go. Virtue will make you go the extra mile. The anointing will do it. Somebody say praise God. It's like, you know, it makes you play a little bit better. Amen. Makes you worship a little bit better. It makes you smile a little bit bigger. Somebody say virtue. Hallelujah. We got to study that word on your own so you can really catch it. So say, God, give me this life abundantly and supernatural. Holy Ghost, virtue. Virtuous woman. Think about things like this. Somebody say virtue. Praise God. When we minister, when we preach the word, we preach it. Amen. But there's also virtue about it. There's a virtue, something extra added. Somebody say hallelujah. Going on. If I can find out where we are. This one's talking about reprobate mind. I can go back there if y'all want. Somebody say please. No, no. No, 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 no. Amen. So listen. Giving all diligence and to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Here's where a lot of people messed up. We don't want to, you know, we want to do everything and blame it on the Holy Ghost and blame our stupidity on the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, knowledge. Knowledge. Say it one more time. If you want to flow in God and if you want to add things, we need knowledge. We need supernatural, holy. We need to study. The Bible says, listen, study to show thyself approved. It's not enough just to blame everything on the Holy Ghost, you know, but you got to have some knowledge how things work. Learn and study. So a lot of people fall because they get off in a bunch of stuff, but they don't even know what, they have no idea or knowledge about what they're doing whatsoever. If you've got a ministry and you have no knowledge in the area of ministry that you're going into, guess what? You will fall. I got several friends that are getting ready to go into healing ministries and doing different things like that, you know. There are a lot of people that got an anointing. They got some virtue. Amen. They're diligent and they're excited about it. Amen. They got faith. They believe God can do everything. But yet they're always falling when it comes to it. They fall in ministry and do anything. Why? Because they refuse to study. They refuse to pick up knowledge about that thing that they have to go into. You don't need to go to school. No, you need to study. Jesus, before he sent his disciples out, he had them with him. He walked with them. He talked with them. And he taught them. And he explained things to them. Somebody say, praise God. A church with a bunch of wild dummies will not get anything accomplished, and they will ultimately fail. That's why we constantly teach the Word of God. That's why we believe in Bible school. Amen. Because though we have a strong anointing, though we got faith, though we got deals, we got all that stuff out there, stupidity will kill us. Somebody say, praise God. Poke somebody in the side and say, you can't be dumb and work for God. You can start, amen, but you have to learn about what you're doing. Glory to God. If you're going to be ministering in faith, you're going to learn about healing. Glory to God. You got to know what they're talking about. Amen. You got to know those issues. You just can't blame everything on Jesus. He had some knowledge, and you need to have some knowledge. And don't be afraid. If God called you to that area, he'll provide the wisdom and the knowledge for you to have so you can know what you're talking about. Turn over to the book of Jobs. With me real quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Had one woman talking, teaching Bible school. She just preaching right on, crying and a slabbering and a hollering. Amen. And see, the Levites, they were accursed of God. Somebody say, dummies. There are a lot of dummies wasting their energy. There are people that could be out in ministry today, but they were just too dumb and wore themselves out doing stuff. They could have saved themselves a bunch of time. Amen. Out there burning up, you know. Oh, we were just dumb. Somebody say, just dumb. Have you ever seen Christian people do some dumb things? And we try to blame it on God. It was just dumb. Need a little bit of knowledge. Amen. Glory to God. It's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise God. So these are things that will help us in our calling. I don't believe anybody that, you know, that says, hey, God called me to prophetic ministry, and you don't know any scriptures concerning prophecy. Never read a book about prophecy. Not saying you have to read a book. Amen. Don't know how to, I've been doing it for 15 years, but yet you don't know the first thing about prophetic ministry whatsoever. Amen. First thing you're going to do is study about it a little bit and get a little bit of resource on that area. Amen. You must obtain knowledge for the field that you're going into, no matter what it is. It's not enough just to do it. Sister Kathy said, listen, I'm going to help out, and I'm going to do the children's church. Amen. She can do children's church. She can be so excited and love all those kids. Amen. But if she doesn't get a little bit of knowledge from a book here, amen, driving down the Lakewood, getting with some other children's church leaders, she doesn't get a little bit of knowledge, guess what? It'll fail. Somebody say, praise God. Same thing as we pastor this church and we minister. If we don't receive the knowledge in the areas of things that we need to have knowledge in, guess what? We will fail. So don't you be afraid. You're not dumb and you're not stupid. You've got more than enough. You are some of the smartest people I have ever known. You're some intelligent people. And I'm not, you know, every area I've heard the heart of many of you people say, I believe God's called me to this area. And I've noticed that you are smart enough and able to obtain knowledge in that field. Focus on it. and perfect it.
Are y'all enjoying this tonight? It's got kind of quiet in here. Amen. Guess y'all were expecting the snakes tonight or something. Amen. That's next week. Somebody say praise God.
So we need to, listen, so we need diligence, faith, virtue, and what? Knowledge.
Somebody say praise God.
Hallelujah. When we do these things and we have these things engrafted in our ministry, when we see people find out what the call of God is on their life, I have a vision of seeing you flowing in the anointing of the Holy Ghost in areas. It's not all about me. It's not just Jesse, Crystal, and everybody else hanging around here. It's all of us working together to bring about a good for all. Amen. Team effort. Amen. People flowing in virtue and diligence to get the job done. Amen. Watch what God does. Somebody say, we will never fail. If we hold these things, I've never been in a church, and I wish people had taught me these things before we actually got out here and said, listen, these things are the important things. You'll never fail. We've seen ministry after, I can tell you, ministry after ministry in this area, and tell you the result of their failure was something in this word that they overlooked. Certain areas of ministry that people go into, even in flowing in the Holy Ghost, there are churches that are bigger than ours. But people know our area of knowledge or our area of expertise, because it's our calling, is flowing in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And there was another church that literally dwarfs this church, and they wanted to go in that area. And before they went in that area, they just need a little bit of knowledge in that area before they went there, because they wanted to be successful. Everybody said, we need to go witnessing. We need to go witnessing right here in Nations Church. We said, okay, let's get an evangelism class going about 2 years ago. We went and got the best that you could get. The best. Amen. Guaranteed to give us success. They didn't want to do no evangelism. Amen. They just wanted to hang out and say that they were doing something. Amen. I wasn't out to waste no more time. Amen. If I'm going to do evangelism, I'm going to do an evangelist and see it successful. And if they had obtained that knowledge, you hear what I'm saying? We'd have an evangelistic ministry. Brother Tizo is very excited, and there are a couple others that have expressed an interest in evangelism. Amen. Someone said eagerness, diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge. Don't get afraid when God's got you studying. Don't get afraid when God's got you studying. He's setting you up so you won't fail. Hallelujah. My people perish for a lack of what? Churches perish for a lack of knowledge. You got to know what the truth is. Hallelujah. This is one here. Is one real good. Praise God. Let's go there. What passage of scripture are we in? Faith, diligence, and to knowledge. Somebody say, add to your knowledge temperance. Oh boy, everybody say temperance. You can have all this knowledge, all the faith you want, all the virtue you want, and all those other things. Somebody say, but you need to add some temperance. Look at somebody, say self control. That's what temperance is. If you haven't learned to control yourself, you'll fail. Nobody else is going to control you. Somebody say, you will fail. If you want a sure way proof, not you know, that you want to get out there and accomplish what God wants you to accomplish, somebody say, learn to control yourself. Because the devil, he'll go in hiding. He'll go in hiding. He'll let you flow into ministry real quick, and he'll wait for the right time. Amen. Hallelujah. And he'll have you jump out. Amen. Some say, oh, carnal man comes out like Superman. Amen. He'll be quiet. He'll wait. He'll sit on you. Amen. He said, I'm going to wait till you get in front of everybody. Everybody sees you, that I'm going to have you show your behind. Somebody say, glory to God. And you show that behind somebody and say, falling down. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. So it's like, I've fallen and I can't get up. Well, we don't want to be that way. You've got to learn how to control yourself. Somebody say amen. Amen. So when you find, somebody say, you better learn to control yourself so we won't fail. And we don't think it really makes a difference, but when we see each other popping off, we are in this thing corporately together. We're in this thing together, and we want to have success together. Amen. And we can't just lock up people, you know. You know, lock them in a side room when they on bad days. Amen. God still sees that. Somebody say, we will have a ministry with temperance. We'll teach self-control. There's only one way that you will develop self-control, and that's to constantly crucify the flesh. That's the only way to deal with it. I love the pop-off. I tell you what, there is nobody that enjoyed telling people off more than Rod Council. Y'all think I'm bad now? I used to be a trip. Somebody say, praise God. And some of you are too. Amen. I can tell. You let somebody mess up my McDonald's order. I'm fixing to go off in this place. Somebody say, ready to pop off. Somebody say, ready to fall. He's falling again. You're not going to have any type of success with that type of ministry, with that hanging out with people like that. Wouldn't that be a trip? We got it all together, but you let somebody catch us on a bad day. Well, thank God, honey, this message is for you. Glory to God. I better be careful pointing her out. She might go off in here tonight. Amen. Well, God wants you to succeed in life. But when we think we can get away with those things and people make excuses, that's just the way I am. I just don't play. I just don't play. Dummy, you'll fail. You'll fail. We'll fail. We got to learn. Amen. I taught that message. It seems like a job for carnal man. You know, there are certain situations. I used to think this way. I've gotten better. Some of y'all didn't hang with me. Haven't I gotten better? I've gotten so much better. You know, I would be walking right. I could be the most holy person you know. Amen. Then somebody did something. I knew they were wrong. I knew they were wrong. So I wouldn't pop off for any reason. I would study it and find it in the Word. I said, okay, I know I'm right now. Here we go. Oh, yes. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, I would drive to preachers' houses. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. What'd you say about us? Glory. I mean, pull up in the driveway, go not something. Yes. Mess with me. Come on. It would be like one of those things. You know, we get to the point we think that God can't handle stuff. We think certain things get so bad. You know, God doesn't understand it. God's not going to work it out. Things get out of control. You know, we are new creatures. And the person we used to be is dead. That new creature ain't fighting and carrying on. Like Bob Tilton, when Bob Tilton got taken down by Jane Pauley, he was on national TV going, she ought to thank God I'm saved. Woo, she ought to thank God I'm saved. Because if I wasn't saved, on national TV talking like that. Well, that's the way we flow sometimes. You let somebody act up and you go out to the graveyard pulling up stuff. Amen. Hold on, where's my language at? I'm going to dig that up. I still know how to fight. Where are my fists? I'm going to dig them up. Come on, carnal man. Somebody, we're going out there. We're going to raise carnal man. And he can handle this job. Amen. Open up a can of carnal man on you. Amen. Somebody say amen. So you say it one more time. I turn carnal man on you. Somebody say Mr. Jekyll, Mrs. Hyde, whatever it is. Somebody say carnal man. You see him all the time. And it happens to the best of saints. Did it happen to mom today? Look, she's going to turn on you now. Did somebody manifest on you today, mom? Lord have mercy. Somebody say praise God. Well, if you want, you have to have that temperance. You've got to have that temperance. Somebody say,
Or somebody say, help us, Jesus. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, keep carnal man in the ground. See, when you go out walking for God, you go walking by faith. Everybody tries to get in the car. Listen to me. See, when you go out to do something big for God, everybody tries to jump in the car with you to go on with God. You go to set out an assignment. You go to build a church. You know, I went to build a church. You know, carnal man packed his bags and decided to come along. He might need my back. He just might need that back. Amen. Somebody said, you got to put carnal man out of the car. No, no, honey. You go back to the grave. You're dead now. We don't need you anymore. Glory to God. I've known preachers and ministry team members. I mean, sophisticated ministry team members offer to take people out in the parking lot and minister to them. There's a preacher down here in Houston turned around in the middle of the sermon and punched this woman in her mouth and blamed it on Jesus. Thought he was a hand of God. Up there on the East Coast, there was a church up there. Amen. They took this church to court. Board of elders beat this man half senseless. And they said, why'd you do that? And on the paper, they said, we beat the hell out of him. So I said, you better leave. Carnal man in the ground. Temperance and self-control. Tell you what, you cannot control carnal man. When girlfriend is out there, she cannot be controlled. You can't shut her up once she gets going. You can't shut him up. You got to realize, how many of you got friends like that? You know, once they off, they are out there. Somebody say, they didn't check out. Here we go. It's going to be a scene in here. And once they get going, there's nothing you can do to stop them. Well, that's the way it is with your flesh. People think you can take them out and have a good time with them, and they'll behave themselves. No, they have to be. Jesus said, kill them. Kill it. She will show off. They don't know how to act. Somebody say, praise God. Say, temperance, self-control. You're not going to be able to have a ministry with that woman in your car or that man. I like to call her a woman because they're usually the ones that lose it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, the Lord revealed that to me a long time ago. They're the first ones to go off. Amen. Hallelujah. But the men hold stable. No, no. But look at your life and look at your mini and see if she's still there. See if he's still there. Amen. You can smell around. Amen. Somebody say, you got to vote him down. Somebody say, evict him. Impeach him. Put him back in the ground. You don't need their assistance. And the only way to get self-control is to keep it that way. Don't trust your flesh. All right. Now, besides temperance, now you got faith. Diligence, virtue, knowledge, temperance. Everybody say patience. There are a lot of people that give up just because they don't have any kind of patience whatsoever. If you don't have patience, guess what? You will fail. Everybody look at me and do that. Everybody say, you will fail. If you don't develop patience in your life, you will fail. Now, someone says patience just means being able to wait around a long time. No, patience is deeper than that. It means hopeful endurance. Hopeful, cheerful endurance. Not that I'm going to wait here. I ain't do nothing. I'm just going to wait on. I'm waiting on the Lord. You're not. That's not patience. Patience is hopeful, cheerful endurance. And a day that you wait without hope, it's not a patient day. It's just a wasted day. That's why many people wait for years and years and years and years and years and say, I'm being patient. No, you're not. You're being delayed. The only days you can count as days of patience are days that you're cheerful about it, hopeful about it. Somebody say amen. And enduring. That is patience.
a patient person can still be cheerful. I'm just enduring. I'm going to keep doing what God tells me to do with the right attitude. Amen. I don't care how many here. I'm going to do it anyhow. I'm going to do it with joy. I'm going to do it with cheerfulness. That's the patience that God can work with. There are a lot of people that claim they're patient. Amen. They're just sitting there griping. They didn't stop working a long time ago, stop rolling a long time ago. They're not fooling nobody. They're just there. Here we go. Ain't nobody in here. Ain't nobody ever going to come here. You're not patient. That's not how God wins things and achieves things. That's not going to accomplish anything. You got to be patient, not pathetic. Hallelujah. Some say, when we have supernatural Holy Ghost patience, we will never fail. Are we learning anything here today? Is this helping us? And we have to learn to minister these things to others, because the devil will seek to attack us. And people can do whatever they want to, but the attack will always come in one of these areas. Now listen, patient, it means endurance, constancy. Everybody say constant endurance. We've noticed one thing. We got about a 3-week or 2-month track record of ministry at Nations Church. People grab a hold of ministries and they hold on for about 3 to 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden it's over. Somebody say, uh-oh. We don't want to you talk the word, but don't you keep that mirror up. Put that mirror up, Pastor. No, we got to put the mirror up. Somebody say, we got to look at ourselves. It's not going to do the church any good until we look at ourselves. And this is one of the things that we need to fix in this ministry. Somebody said, when you pick up a ministry, when God tells you to do something, and you put your word on that you're going to do that thing, I don't care if it's prayer or whatever it is, glory to God, be patient with it. And patient means you need to endure with that ministry with cheerfulness. Because in a ministry like this one, it is very difficult. It's not going to be easy. People are not going to pat you on the back and tell you that you're wonderful, that you're great. Amen. You're going to, you know, you'll get to the point like your people clean the church. You'll clean the church. And all of a sudden, nobody shows up the Sunday that you clean the church. Amen. Nobody will appreciate it. But you've got to be patient with it anyhow. Constant, and do it with cheer and joy. All. Somebody say constantly. If God tells you to pray, pray with patience. Amen. Patience and endurance wins the race. A lot of people think they're patiently waiting. No, you've given up. Somebody say amen. Noah was patient building the ark. Abraham was patient believing God before but he did what God told him to do. His obedience was his patience. So you get disqualified. We're not waiting. You cannot call it patience if there's no cheerfulness or hope mixed in with it. Patience says, I know God's going to do it, and I'm expecting it to happen every day. Every day. Somebody say that's good. When we have that mixed into our ministry, and that mixed into our life, that mixed into your business, no matter what it is, making those phone calls at Fidelity or whatever it is, God will move. Say godliness. I'm trying to get there. Godliness is holiness. That's one of the things that people want to leave out. They want to get all these other things, but they want to leave out the element of holiness and sanctification. We just can't do everything that everybody else does. Amen. We got to be a strange and peculiar people. If God convicts your heart about an issue, don't do it. Somebody say holiness. As you get into the presence of God, you get into the anointing of God and the grace of God, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what this godliness is. And godliness will only come as you meditate in the Word, meditate on Jesus, you worship God, and you're changing His image from glory to glory. Somebody say godliness. A form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And the power of godliness, let me tell you what. The power of godliness is the presence of God, and it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that you'll be able to obtain and grab a hold of true godliness, is if you have the real thing abiding on the inside of you. You're in prayer, in the Holy Spirit, in worship, and sincere about all things. Godliness on the inside. Somebody say, praise the Lord. trying to make it fast. Then somebody say, Philadelphia just means kindness. Say, uh-oh. Say, uh-oh. Ministries and people fail and callings fail because they just don't do it with kindness. And it's not a spiritual thing. Somebody say it's just kind. Listen, kindness, it means a fraternal affection or brotherly love. You've got to work it to where you love one another and care about one another. You've got to mix that in the thing. And you got to look at the people and say, look, that's my sister in church. Hey, we go to church together. That's my sister in Christ. It's not just a girl I sit with in church. We are connected. We are covenant brothers, covenant sisters. Amen. We're going to stick together. Somebody, hang together. Don't you know when you join in with people, this marriage joined in, we're all somewhat joined in and connected together, there is a covenant on us. It's not the same for everybody. There are such a thing as your own company. You ever heard of that? We are all a part of the body of Christ. But when you choose a local fellowship, you're walking with people. There is something supernatural about that. And because you're connected with them, you have a covenant. Amen. When they go down, you go down. When they go up, you go up. And you've got to love them that way. Somebody say, love them. Like they're your brother, your sister. Amen. Your mother. Amen. It's just not people that you know at church. They belong to you. If we would just get half as good as the Masons, we'd be okay. But church people, we just shoot each other off. I had enough of this one. Boom! Who say praise God? You're not going to win like that. So say you got to love people. You can't pluck them off. Love covers a multitude of sin. Tell you another thing I've learned. We can tell you to your face when something's up. Don't you let nobody else talk about nobody else in here. Especially to somebody outside of this group. Amen. Somebody come to Nations Church, I don't want to hear where they all that other stuff. Don't you run nobody down in here. I'll get in your face. I won't bring Carnal Man in. Amen. Amen. I won't dig up Carnal Man, but we got to be like that. Somebody say, that's how they were. Because in the body of Christ, we're not allowed to defend one another. But we can speak the truth. And we would stop a lot of stuff and say, hey, I don't care what you think. That's my sister in the Lord. That's my brother in the Lord. Shut up. Somebody say, come on. Hallelujah. That's what this means. Do you know that? That's what love means. And when people start to walk in that covenant, say, wait, I'm not going to get in on that with you. Say, we're not going to go there. You can call me crazy, but that's just the way I am. Amen. We're just not going to go there. Say, she might be everything you're saying that person is, or they might be that. Whatever you say just might be the case, but I'm in covenant. You deal with that. One of the things the Holy Ghost told me, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. One of the things the Holy Ghost told me, amen, people that talk about people talk about everybody they know. Think about it. People that talk about everybody they know. And if they know you, if they're talking to you, they're talking to you because they know you. Somebody say amen. Think about it. Say, people that talk about people talk about everybody they know. And you think I'm lying. Glory to God. Hey, to get me straight, I would run my mouth about people. And I realize I'm talking about everybody. I'm not putting myself out there like I'm some saint. I mean, it's just so easy. You know, you don't have to be malicious or mean about stuff. You always got something to say. If you can talk about the least of them, you'll be talking about everybody. Amen? And you'll learn that. I guarantee you, you'll learn that as soon as you get down. The one that's talking about somebody else, I guarantee you, they talk about everybody they know. And if they just met you and shook your hand in church on Sunday morning, by Friday night, you're on their table. Glory to God. And church people, them love feasts. Somebody say love feasts. See, this fellowship, this agape love means love feasts. But there's some other people having the other kind of love feast. They just love eating people up. So I said, just a little fellowship. You will never. That's what Paul constantly taught in that area. And the disciples kept saying, watch out for these things. Because when you have these things, you have every evil work. And you will never be able to avail or prevail in any issue as long as it's there. So say, brotherly love. Hallelujah. God will take care of stuff. God will take care of stuff. God will take care of stuff. Y'all don't think I'm really crazy? Do you think I have the faith to believe that everybody in Nation Church is going to have all their stuff together at the same time? Then why would we be here? If it's a healthy church, there will always be someone that's juicy to talk about. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But strong believers, they learn. Somebody say, for their own sake. Amen. So say, we are not allowed to eat each other. No Christian cannibalism. The Bible says that when we do those things to each other, it says you devour one another. That means eat each other up. Somebody say, praise God. So next time you see somebody in the lobby, somebody say, watch it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, go on, Brother Rod. I better go on before I be somebody's dinner tonight. Amen. Somebody say, kindness. Glory to God. Without kindness, you will fail. But if you have kindness, you will never fail. Everybody say, I am a kind person. Why? Because I got to be. I wouldn't want to be kind. Glory to God. It's easy to be me. You know, it's easy to be messed up and all that stuff. But the Bible says I got to be, so I just will be that way. We only got three more to go. Two more. Now, another thing with kindness, somebody say charity. Say charity. That's a hard one to learn. That is a hard one for anybody to learn. Now, charity and kindness is somebody say charity. We need to be to the point, and I want to do this here at Nations Church and develop this because we do need to learn this. Amen. We need to learn charity. But we need to learn it in perspective and balance. Now, charity and balance means that you just got to be givers, period. We've got to learn that. If we don't do that, we will fail. But we've got to be open. Somebody say, be open to the Holy Spirit flowing through us. Don't you dare take your tithe and giving it to nobody in this church. Amen. You better put it in that plate over there. Amen. That belongs to God. Amen. But you should be open to the Holy Spirit moving on you and being a blessing to one another. If it's nothing but a candy bar, a piece of jewelry, a hat, something you found. Somebody say, benevolence. Bless somebody. There are certain people, their lives won't change until they get blessed. It doesn't have to be big stuff. Learn to crochet. Go pick some flowers. Bless somebody. This should be a church that when we walk into it, I don't care if no other church is doing it, you go there, they think it's Christmas time. And just don't bless all the same ones all the time. Have somebody out there always with nothing. I ain't getting nothing. See, you got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Okay, that's how it's done. When you start to do stuff out of the flesh, and that way you won't do it with selfish ambition and all this other stuff. You don't bless to get something back. You're open to where God can use you in that area. We had a thing going on at Christ for the Nation. We had Wayne Myers Week. In Wayne Myers Week, we all prayed. The whole student body prayed. And we asked the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, we want to give this week. We want to give this week. So we want you to place on our heart, what are we to give and who are we to give it to? and then we would let the Holy Spirit minister to us, and then we would release it. And it would be a whole week. Amen. My roommate gave away our stereo. Could have killed him. Amen. But we were giving away suit jackets. I mean, I gave away Pierre Cardin suits. I didn't always look tacky. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were blessed. Somebody say blessed. And if you learn to do that, amen, if you live in that type of fellowship and in that type of ministry, you might just pick somebody up. Everybody's not going to get ministered to the same way. If you think that the only way somebody's going to get blessed and somebody's going to get touched, they're going to stay up here in the front. Oh, hallelujah, out in the Spirit of God. That's not what everybody needs every Sunday. Sometimes somebody just needs somebody to walk up with a card that they don't ever talk to, they never think about. I love you and God put me on heart and I want to bless you. Somebody say, be blessing. God said that that's what we need to add. We need to add that to our arsenal. And we think charity, we always just think, oh, we got to think of all the poor people. Let's all, come on, march in the Tamina, march in the Tamina. Charity means you got to be open for the Holy Spirit to flow through you in the area of giving. Somebody say, praise God. And you cannot be afraid to give. Going to be able to release. It's a beautiful thing, and it will change lives. And whenever you give, it will be given back to you. And I tell you what, I've sold cars, glory to God, jewelry, clothing, living room sets, glory to God. And whatever you sow, I guarantee you it comes back. And when you get into giving, amen, God will give you things to give. Hot tubs, glory to God. You might, if you're open to bless people, God will put stuff in your hands and you say, I'm going to put that, I don't want that. I get what this is. This is seed. I'm going to bless somebody. Hallelujah. I'm looking for somebody to bless. We have to have that. Why do you think we give out of the bookstore? Why? Do you think we're just trying to impress people? We want to bless people with the word of God. But you know what? That's a spirit and that's an anointing of God. And whenever it's flowing, I want to respond. I'm finding something. There are sometimes I find people and God said, give them something, give them anything. I would pull a flower off the wall and give it away. Or out a flower pot and just sow it. Don't be afraid to respond, to move in that area. Why will you never fail? I believe that many ministries that fail, they fail for a lack of finances. And the reason why they fail for a lack of finances is because there's no charity. So I say, praise God. It's a spirit and it's anointing that everyone's got to learn. Amen. And we got to learn. And the only way you can do that, see, because people will set you up. When people find that you're a giving ministry, you're giving church, they'll come just for that. Amen. Every time something's going wrong, they come with a little sad face. Say, I'm not moved by sad faces. Or whoever's got the biggest bill. Or the raggediest shoes. You'd be stupid. I mean, there are people that are professionals at that. I mean, there's some people that work the circuits. I mean, they work it. You see them. Amen. Oh, wonder what's going wrong now. Whose cow died this week? It says the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost, because you don't know who needs to be blessed. They could be somebody that comes with pearls around their neck. You don't even know they didn't have food in their refrigerator that week. Amen. They might have that nice car. Amen. You don't know what people go through. You better let the Holy Ghost lead you in your giving. Amen. Glory to God. It's good tonight. Somebody say, never failing. Glory to God. When we shut up our bowels of compassion and charity in a ministry, we'll fail. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, that's the last one. Now, aren't you blessed? Somebody say how to nurture the calling. How to nurture the calling. And all of those things that we talked about tonight goes along with supernatural callings. How to grab a hold of a calling. How to grab a hold of a vision. You know, and if you just guard yourself in those things, it makes it real easy. So say, do it all. If we would do these things and follow the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, guess what? God will protect, He'll keep, and he'll make sure we won't fall in any area. Why don't you stand where you are? Somebody say hallelujah in this place tonight. Thank you, Jesus. How many, did y'all enjoy that tonight? If one of those things hits you tonight, one of those, just one of those areas hits you tonight, just shout out what area that hits you that you really, hallelujah. Somebody say pray. Shout it out. Patience. Huh? Temperance. Okay. Oh, that's good. Isn't that good? Now, y'all, hold on. We go, huh? If it was diligence, say, ha, help me, Lord. Oh, everybody, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, help me too, Jesus. If it's faith, say, help. If it's virtue, say, help. If it's knowledge, say, help. If it's temperance, say, help. If it's patience, say, help. If it's godliness, say help. If it's charity, say help. Say, Lord, we need it all. Say, work me over. Ha ha. It's okay to be a mess. That's what it's all about. Yeah, it's okay. You know, so many people want to play the game. I tell you what, it all belongs to God. It all belongs to God anyhow. God's going to have to do that in us. We would all choose to be a trip if we had to. Amen. But we receive Jesus in our life, and if we let him work us over and we hold him to his word. I want you to hold God to his word in these areas. Say, God, I don't want to fall or fail anymore. I want you to keep these things in my life and never let me let them go. You will never fail in anything that God tells you and puts before you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now pray in the Holy Ghost just for 2 minutes. It's only 8:45. You usually get out at 9 o'clock. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for 5 minutes. Hi, I don't know about say, I'm tired of failing. I'm tired of falling back. I want some success and some fruit. So plant this in my heart. Plant diligence in my heart. Plant virtue in my heart. Plant supernatural patience and charity in my heart. That I would never fail. I don't want to fail anymore. Glory to God. You will not fail anymore. I just sense that you need to put your hand on somebody's back and do it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and say it with boldness. Say it with boldness. You will not fail. Find someone and command that and speak that over. Tell it to them and say it with boldness. Say, you will not fail. I'm not going to let you fail. Tell them. There are some people that are concerned. You get them in the face. Say, I will not let you fail. I'm not going to let you fail. Whenever I see you look like you're about to strip your stomach, I'm going to plant a seed in your heart. I'm not going to let you fail. Glory to God. I'm not going to let you fail, and I'm not going to let you fall. Glory to God. We're going to make it. Somebody say, we're tired of defeat. No more defeat, glory to God, just victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray over Wednesday night service, even in advance, that your spirit would be there. Father God, right now I pray a supernatural anointing over everybody under the sound of my voice right now. Father God, that they'd be the people that you designed them to be. Strong in the Lord, strong in the power of his might, able to cast out devils and raise the dead, heal the sick in Jesus' name. Preach the gospel, bring people out of pits and out of holes, Father God. Anoint them with your spirit, not long time from now, Father God, but even now. Give them boldness and confidence to step out and be who you call them to be. Fruitful vines in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Point at somebody and say, you are a mighty man or woman of God, depending on what they are. Speak it to them. Point at them and tell them, you are. You are. I see you as God sees you. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. You're not going to be flaky. Glory to God. You're going to be strong in God. Oh, glory to God. Mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. Rabada sticking a mahanda de Ursela. Hallelujah. Tell him you're going to. gonna make it. God's gonna restore you. He's gonna heal you. He's gonna deliver you. Glory to God. Say, I'm mighty in God. Those that know the Lord, their God will be strong and do exploits. You'll be strong and do exploits. Say, I'm ready. Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Glory to God. And I will do exploits. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid to stand out for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, this is the day. This is the hour. We are the army of God. Hallelujah. That accomplishes his plan. In the name of Jesus. Send your wind, Holy Ghost. Send your fire. Fill them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Teach us to yield and listen to your calling. Listen to the wooing of your spirit. Listen to the woo. Change us, oh God, into your image. Change us into your image right now in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory to glory. Glory to glory to glory. From glory to glory to glory to glory. Empower them, Father God, and multiply them even now in this hour. I speak growth. I speak fruitfulness. I speak abundance over you right now in the name of Jesus. Produce in God's name. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with boldness. Run with fire. Run with joy. Go for it. Go for it. Charge in Jesus' name. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'ma do it. Say it. I'ma do it. I'm a doer. God can do it. It'll be done in Jesus' name. Anointed to make a difference. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, Father, there's some anointings that are going to be falling out on y'all. I see some of y'all ministering. Coming out of the dark, coming out of the dark, coming out of obscurity. Coming out of the wilderness. Hallelujah, glory to God, with a roar of a lion, glory to God. Get full of the Holy Ghost right now, I dare you, glory to God. Get full of the Holy Ghost, get full of God, get full of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's real, 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 it's real. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pray for your sisters and brothers that God would continue to do what he's doing in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray for restoration for backsliders in Jesus' name. For restoration of backsliders in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil look for faces that you haven't seen in the last couple of weeks and start to pray in the Holy Ghost form right now in the name of Jesus. And say, you will not fall. Say, you will not fall. Get up in the name of Jesus. Get up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Get out of that pit. Get out of that hole. Get out of that rut. Get out of that cycle in Jesus' name. Get it together. Get it together. There's a war going on and we're going to win. Glory to God. Pray right now in the name of Jesus. Break those bondages right now. Loose the devil from them right now. Get them off of them. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray without ceasing. Pray. God will move if you pray. God will move if you pray. Pray. Break that yoke. Break that devilish yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Pray it off of your children. Pray it off of your husbands, off of your wives. Pray right now. Break the devil's power right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Get bold about it. There's an anointing right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Break that yoke of bondage. God's about to do something. Go for war. It's war time. God is on your side. Run. Don't be afraid to believe God. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. Save him, God. Deliver him, God. In the name of Jesus. Claim your children, your sons, your sons, your sons in the name of Jesus. Your sons and your daughters right now in the name of Jesus. We only got a couple minutes here. I just sense we need to pray for Brent, her husband. Pray for Brent right now in the Holy Ghost. We need to pray for Kelly that was here this morning. I sense that in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Pray, pray, pray in the name of Jesus. Pray for her daughter that was here on Friday. Was it Wednesday night or Friday night? Wednesday night, pray right now in the name of Jesus for your brother. Is it your brother or your son? What was her son? Pray for him. He sits right here right now in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray in the name of Jesus. Cast that devil out. Cast it out. Pray. Pray for your two sons right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Warfare, warfare in the name of Jesus. Stand up for God. Pray for your seed. Pray for Noe and both of your girls right now in the name of Jesus. Say enough, devil. Enough, devil. You pray for James right now in the name of Jesus and claim his deliverance. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you take that praying spirit, God will give it to you. Glory to God. Pray for Annie. God said he's about to give it to you. He's about to give it to you. He's about to give it to you. He's about to set him free. He's about to set your sister free. Is that who you pray for? Pray for Ranadeda Barbada Obada Ashtil and Niko Salamahande. Brakatona Nishana Hana Hanaha. Somebody say, break every yoke of bondage. God's breaking bondages right now in the name of, I see chains breaking. Pray. You're about there. I see. Things are breaking off. Things are breaking off right now. Things are breaking off right now. Hallelujah. Bondages are breaking. The devil's losing his hold. Ha 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 ha. Attack in the name of Jesus. Strong prayer. Strong prayer. Strong prayer. Strong prayer. Bold prayer. The dead shall be raised. Glory to God. There are going to be people in here that will raise the dead. Glory to God. There's a revival coming in your life. There's revival coming in your life. There's a spirit of revival coming in your life. There's a spirit of revival coming in your life. The spirit of revival is coming alive in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Pray. There's an anointing on you. There's an anointing on you to get souls saved. There's an anointing on you. There's an anointing on you in the name of Jesus. Preach. Pray for those boys in the office in the name of Jesus. Tell the devil to take his hands off of God's property. Claim him for Jesus Christ. Claim him for Jesus Christ. Claim him for the anointing of God. Claim him. Claim him. Claim him. Claim him in the name of Jesus. Tell the devil they stuck to
God, they're coming back in Jesus' name. They're not going to go back to the world. They're not going to go back to the things of God. They are going to make it. Pray strength on them. Pray endurance on them right now in the name of Jesus. Hold God to his word. Hold God to his word. Hold God to his word. Hold God to his word in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I want you to pray just in these last moments. I want you to pray and believe God for 1,000 souls filled with the Holy Ghost in this next year. Pray right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to claim 1,000 souls in this place filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, I don't know how it's going to happen. God's going to use you to lay your hands on people and have them get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I pray for Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost. When you visualize those people that you're praying for, visualize them praying in the Holy Ghost. Visualize them baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Speak it. Whoever you're praying for, whoever you're believing God to move on, speak it right now. They'll be full of the power of God. They'll be full of the anointing of God. They'll be full of the anointing of God. I loose the Spirit of God on your home in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Devil, we serve you. Notice the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Just like the waters covers the sea. Starting in the homes and lives and businesses of those people that are gathered in this place tonight. In Jesus' name. Save their friends. Save their friends. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, Jesse, we're yours. Hallelujah. If anybody's got any, thank you, Jesus. Say, it's going to happen. Better than what I could imagine. Better what I could think, better than I could ever dream, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for good life and new life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't believe I want to receive tonight's offering. We keep bringing this up at the last part of the meeting. We don't want to do that. Somebody got to remind me, we take this earlier. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have an offering tonight, amen. Everybody should have an offering. Raise your hand if you need an offering envelope. You can stay in the Holy Ghost and continue to pray. Glory to God. You don't have to let it stop just because we're receiving the offering. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody interested in Bible school, let me know because we will roll this week if you want to. Glory to God. At least meet together and talk about what we want to do. If you need an offering envelope, gave out one. If you need tea, praise God, precious here. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. I want everybody to be praying over this offering. Somebody say, we pray over this offering right now in Jesus' name. Let the touch of God be upon it. Breathe on it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm going to go. Hallelujah. As soon as you're ready, I want you to speak to that offering. We're giving people a little bit more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When God, it just looks like so many good things are happening. You're in church so much. Jesus might be ready to come back. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming soon. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We send the word out about this resting place in Jesus' name. Let's pray about that right now in Jesus' name because we don't want to do anything in the flesh, but we know that needs to happen. But say, Father, send your word out about Nations Church and its ministries. God, help us to get the word out so that lives would be changed, hearts would be touched, souls would be saved. filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. God, let the secret out in Jesus' name. We rebuke and silence every negative tongue. And we pray and receive the supernatural favor of God and good report in Jesus' name. Bless those that have blessed us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we speak a sign out in the front of this building in Jesus' name. And we pray that you would increase our faith, Father God. Father God, do it right now in Jesus' name and increase our faith and get us to where you want us to be concerning the vision of this ministry right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the back door to this ministry, that you would shut the back door. Father God, that any heart, any soul, any individual that you planted in this house, Father God, but that you would anchor them here in the name of Jesus. That you would anchor them, Father God, and not allow them to be shaken in the name of Jesus. We put angels at the door right now in Jesus' name. We put angels on every door of this ministry right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that would hold your sheep, Father God, that not one would be lost in the name of Jesus. I assign a supernatural angel, Father God, two of them in the name of Jesus to everybody under the sound of my voice and everybody pertaining to Nations Church Ministry right now, that they would keep you in the will of God. Amen. That they would keep you in the will of God, keep you in the presence of God, keep you in the anointing of God, keep you from harm, keep you from evil right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a covering about you in the name of Jesus. As Jesus had to pray for the disciple that the devil sought to sift him like sand, I pray for you that your faith would not give out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Everybody look at your offering right now and say, I speak to you, offering. You are my offering. I send you from my heart. And I sense right now that the offering being sown tonight is one of love. I just sense that right now in the name of Jesus. There's a lot of compassion, a lot of love on that offering tonight, no matter the amount of it. Amen. But there is love there and there's devotion there. Amen. And there's an anointing on your offering. And I want you to command that offering to accomplish the will of God right now in the name of Jesus. Speak over it right now because it's a sacrifice. Yes, it is. Speak over it. Say, I command you to multiply. I command you to do the will of God. I send you out with an angel. Accomplish God's plan and come back again and again. And again, bring many of your friends with you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Now you can come on up and sow that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Put some good music on. Amen. Sorry there's no revival this week, but it's good anyhow, isn't it? Hallelujah. We get to have church on Friday night. Oh, and on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Friday night at 8 o'clock. Choir rehearsal Thursday night. At 7 o'clock, somebody say, there are going to be some people here for choir rehearsal. Thursday night at 7 o'clock, choir rehearsal. Hallelujah. You can, hallelujah. With me a trip, she did sing, just go, woo.